Queens are greater than jacks, but fame is trumped by intimacy. God is love, and love is eternal. Real, true love never dies. The Word of God tells us that the greatest of all His gifts to us is the gift of love by and between Himself and two or more human beings. God is very serious about the subjects of love, affection, and intimacy between a man and a woman as relates to the marriage relationship. Intimate personal relationship and activity, knowledge and understanding, and total support from one another between a man and a woman are of utmost importance to the growing, loving, and lasting marriage relationship between a husband and his wife. This intimate, interlocked, personal aspect of the marriage covenant is never to be misused or abused. The physical expression of love is what comes about because of the first established inner spiritual desire and demonstration of the real love that physically exists and is expressed between married people. Within God's book of love, the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 10, New King James Version, God very clearly and specifically instructs the marriage partners of their roles and responsibilities. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. Our precious and loving Heavenly Father designed marriage to be a love-filled, intimate, and ever-expanding lifetime personal relationship between a man and a woman. This loving, growing personal covenant between the marriage partners and himself is to be caring, respectful, loving, and always a very sacred expression of love with him and with each other. All really good and proper things, events, people, and achievements that are allowed to be earned and received by certain men and women throughout our society are not just accidental random occurrences. Hard work, dedication, perseverance, guiding vision, and resolute determinations are the things, the stuff, from which that great accomplishment, recognition, and success in any chosen field of endeavor are made. No man or woman ever in recorded history has ever quit their way to success. Relentless dedication and persistent hard work go into any effort that seeks total success as its outcome. Half-hearted and sporadic effort never are rewarded with great accomplishment or blessing. No one will ever become totally committed to anything or any person whom they do not wholeheartedly love and care for on a daily basis. One man alone in recent history within the boundaries of the United States of America stands out head and shoulders above all others who actually exhibits the personal characteristics I am herewith discussing. Even though this man is deceased, gone, he will never be forgotten. This man is legendary, unequaled, and the pinnacle of prolonged success in the field of athletics. He is UCLA basketball coach Mr. John Wooden. Many folks would admit that they know about the unbeaten, unequaled historical record of this acclaimed man. The coach who led his incredible collegiate basketball team to 10 NC2A championships and who went undefeated for 88 straight games will never be forgotten. His fame and world acclaim and recognition put him at the top of his chosen field of endeavor. But Mr. Wooden's greatest accomplishment was, and still is, his undying, unalterable dedication and commitment to his love and care for his late wife, Nellie, to whom he was happily married for 53 years. Even for the many years he survived Nellie's death, John Wooden continued to love, care about, and exalt the love of their lifetime marriage covenant. The intimate love and respect they exhibited and lived to, for, and with each other are nothing short of incredible. Even after her death, John Wooden continued to love his chosen spouse. He continued to write letters to her, regularly expressing his sadness and loss that he still felt about her. He tells her spirit how much he misses her, loves her, and highly values the time they had together while on this earth. That is true love for sure. John Wooden has openly and unashamedly admitted that he, as a believing Christian, has no fear of his own impending death. He stated, "I am not afraid to die. Death is my only chance to be with Nellie again." He actually longed to be reunited in heaven with the love of his life. Now, I think it is rather obvious that most of you folks reading or listening to this discussion will never achieve the high level of success and acclaim as did John Wooden. Even if you personally happen to be very good at what you do in your own chosen field of endeavor. But let's just be bare-boned honest with one another. Even if you are considered the best in your field of performance, can you ever honestly hope to be considered the absolute best of anyone who has ever pursued your profession? The sad truth, and often very painful truth of the matter, of our marriages, is that we Americans, in particular, far too often ignore our marriages in our relentless and desperate pursuit of high achievement, commensurate recognition and acclaim, and greater titles and/or positions. But Mr. John Wooden, who actually did achieve that highest level of world acclaim and related fame, would have gladly given it all up for just some more time here on earth with his wife, Nellie. All across this nation, men and women learn this life lesson too late. Many married couples spend their entire lives ignoring the glory and power of true and lasting love and intimacy with one person, their personally chosen life mate, all the while desperately searching or working for the deceptive and elusive elixir known as fame. May I suggest that we all learn a great life lesson from a man who has been there, who has seen both sides, and who remains convinced that a committed relationship with a spouse who truly knows you and loves you and who walks with you every step of life's way is far more fulfilling to the soul than receiving cheers and applause from the crowd or other types of adoration from afar. The vast majority of us will never even smell or catch a peak of national recognition or acclaim. But even so, we sadly shortchange our spouses for something much smaller, a corner office, a pay raise, a new title or position, the esteem of our neighborhood friends, two strokes off our golf handicap, or fear that others will look down on our family-oriented, God-centered lifestyle. If you are a wife, you run the risk of being chided for showing such concern and attention to your loving husband. Pathetically, it is certainly out of the question to even think about or act as if you were a loving and devoted wife. Feminists the world over are mocking and ridiculing women today, telling them to stop degrading themselves and get busy getting on with their own life instead of submissively loving their husband and family. Oh, this so greatly bothers me. I would tell you that in my personal opinion, the greatest and highest calling for a God-created woman on the earth today is to be a loving and devoted housewife and nurturing mother of a happy, God-loving family. You see, precious wives, my advice to you is to ignore the disdain and criticism from other unhappy people and truly dedicate yourself to loving this man you have chosen as a life mate. I promise you that in so doing, you will receive far more in the end than you ever will from gathering other people's fickle approval. Allow me to turn back the pages of history and bring to your attention the poetic words of a committed and loving Puritan wife, Mrs. Anne Bradstreet, to her husband as our nation was in the throes of being formed. To her loving husband. If ever two were one, then surely we. If ever man were loved by wife, then thee. If ever wife was happy in a man, compare with me, ye women, if you can. The next time a mocker, a ridiculer, or other disgusting individual tries to criticize you ladies for being a great and submitted loving wife who is completely happy to run your own home, raise your own children, and love your own husband, don't become angry with them. Be a good, God-fearing lady, and calmly ask yourself if any of these critics ever felt the sentiments expressed in this poem about their husbands. Have they ever known such love from their mate? You certainly can. Go for something very real and lasting. Develop an appetite for authentic intimacy. Keep the romance of your own marriage alive and well with your spouse. Dive into your marriage and discover the quiet but profound pleasure of loving and being loved, of truly knowing and being known. To be loved well, and to be known completely by one, is far more fulfilling than being adored by many and truly known by none. Have a great forever.